This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis. Derek Stenson taking care of all the behind-scenes work, which is much tougher than getting this show in front of the mics. That's the tough job. Coming up, it's game week, people. It is game week. And we have our next edition of Mondays with Merck and Morris. Daryl Morris, head football coach, UNK. Hastings College head football coach, Paul Merkowitz. We also anticipate being joined by Stu Pospisil of the Omaha World Herald in the second half of the program. The high school football rankings came out over the weekend from both the Lincoln Journal Star and the Omaha World Herald, and we will talk about that as well. Preseason football, week three, or your next to last games are in the book. So you've got one more preseason game, which is usually everybody you don't care about, and a lot of that over the weekend. There's some pro talk. The Olympics are done. A lot going on.
Doug, if I could chime in on your NFL Week 3 preseason.
No! Maurice first thing you want to talk about.
I want to tell people out there Maurice Purify had three catches for 25 yards. So Maurice getting some action. I know that was a bit of a topic last week. People wondered about it if they'd ever see Maurice catch a ball in the NFL in that preseason.
He got shut out, right?
Yeah, 13-0.
There was a lot of bad football this weekend. I guess if you're an offensive fan.
I think they're just obviously those people they're shaking down their rosters. And you saw what happened with Osiama Nyira from the New York Giants, gone for the year, torn meniscus. You let them play too long, that can happen. It happens in week one of the NFL. It happens in the preseason game number three. They don't want those starters in there. They're getting their rosters set. Some people that, you know, probably they're seeing have no business playing in the NFL are getting a chance to play and getting a chance to shine. And hopefully he was like the third receiver down for the Cincinnati Bengals. So hopefully moving up the chain of command a little bit.
That would be very good. Plus, good things happened yesterday in Kansas City. But we're ready now to talk a little football here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And we start off with game week preparations for Wayne State. And we are joined by the head coach of the UNK Lopers, Daryl Morris. Good morning, coach.
Hey, guys. How are we today?
Well, it's game week. Does that still get to you?
Yes, sir. It does.
Is it excitement or is it nervousness at
this
time?
Well, I think it's a lot of excitement. You know, we've been in camp for a couple, 3 weeks now, and we had a scrimmage on Saturday and got out of that relatively healthy, so we're excited about the opportunity to actually play somebody that don't go to school at UNK.
Well, Coach, that team you play that's not from UNK is Wayne State. They used to be a perennial pushover. Not any longer.
Not any longer. I've been telling people since last year, you know, that they got beat in the Minnewater Bowl by Missouri Western, which was supposed to be going to the NCAA Division II playoffs, and got upset in their last game and only lost 20-14. So, much improved football team. They're experience laden. They've got some older kids in their program now. They're not dependent on young freshmen to play for them. Their quarterback is going to be as good a quarterback, I think, probably we see all year long. And, you know, I think it's going to be a heck of a ball game.
Daryl, it seems like if you point at one thing of why Wayne State better, and it's not a small thing, it's the coaching staff that's there, starting with the head coach, Dan McLaughlin. What have they done to turn this thing around?
Well, I think what they've done is they've tried to get some continuity going. And, you know, Dan's done a nice job hiring guys. He hired Gene Shore a year ago to be his offensive coordinator. He's a guy that I had talked to several times when I would visit him at Papillion High School when he was the head football coach there about maybe coming to UNK and working someday. And I think Gene's done an excellent job. I think, you know, their quarterback, Salias Fuellen, is going to be even a better quarterback this year with another year under his belt and Gene's system. So I think some continuity has been good, and they're keeping kids in the program. You know, they don't have a bunch of guys coming and going all the time.
Coach, I guess you mentioned the quarterback again and again. Is the offense and slowing them down the biggest concern for you at this point?
Well, we're going to have to control them. I mean, we're not going to be able to give up 40 points and be successful winning the game and that kind of thing. So, you know, we got to play our brand of football, and we got to play good, solid defense like we want to every week. And then we've got to be able to control the game. We've got to be able to move the football. We've got to be able to score. You know, and I have a guy around here telling me all the time, if we score more points than they do, we'll win. So that's the plan.
Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, as he will every Monday, except next week because it's Labor Day, and only the football coaches will be working on Labor Day.
Labor Day. What are you talking about?
It's just another day, right?
Oh, yeah, it's a holiday for you guys.
Hey, Coach, you went through a workout on Saturday, your normal full-scale scrimmage, your assessment.
Well, you know, again, we got out of Jack Hyde, our starting center, got a little bit of a hip pointer, so I'm hoping that he comes around with some treatment this week. Kyle Kaiser caught a nice touchdown pass again with from Bobby Adamson on the first play of the scrimmage. Was nice to see. Then Kyle ended up getting some stitches above his eye there a little bit. So other than that, we came out of it pretty good shape. So I felt like we played good, crisp football. I thought the enthusiasm was good. I think the kids are ready to play a game. I think we are ready. And, you know, we'll just polish things up a little bit and continue to work on some alignment and assignment and some routes and stuff like that to make sure we're ready to go on at 12 o'clock next Saturday.
Coach, I guess the quarterback situation hasn't been settled at this point.
No, not completely. We're still kind of, you know, we're looking at the film from Saturday. I think Bob is still the front runner. He was the front runner coming out of camp in spring ball and has not necessarily been beat out by anybody. I think all the other two guys, Jake Spitzelberger and Justin Ariano, have both done good things in camp. I think right now we've got good depth at quarterback regardless of who starts. I think we can win football games with any of the three of them playing. One of them's got to run out on the field on the first play, and right now I would just think it's probably Bobby Addison.
Coach, mentally, is it different playing Wayne State than getting prepared for UNO?
Well, you know, the kids, I think, might have a different mental approach to it because, you know, historically we beat Wayne. I'm not trying to say that we're going to do it this year, and historically we don't beat UNO. So hopefully that they understand and have listened to me as I've talked about Wayne State being as good a Wayne State football team as they've had in a long, long time. And I hope we'll be in the mental state to play a good, solid football team and try to win it. So, you know, I think football's football, and whoever you're playing on any given Saturday, you got to get ready to play physically, mentally, and you got to line up and run, tackle, pass, catch, throw, and all that stuff.
Coach, you bring up Jack Hyatt and the hip pointer. Offensive linemen have been a concern health-wise for you. How is the status of perhaps Orion and maybe some of the other guys?
Well, you know, we've got good players, but we don't have very many of them. So I don't know what our chances of going the entire 11-game schedule, 11 weeks in a row, and not have another offensive lineman go down. But if that happens, then we begin to suffer substantially. So Orion Matties right now probably won't play until about game three. You know, Eric Pikrich missed all of last year with a knee injury, and I had great hopes that Eric would be able to be back and add some depth and maybe even challenge for a starting spot at a guard, and Eric's going to miss this year as well. So right off the bat, you know, we start kind of thin, and, you know, if Jack's not healthy, then Jake McGlade will start at center, and we'll kind of patch it together from there. So we're just going to have to see how we do.
Daryl, you look back to the first day that the kids came into camp here about 3 weeks ago. Where have you seen the most improvement? The one thing in your mind, you go, God, we got to be better in 3 weeks or we're in trouble.
Well, you know, I think there were a couple different spots that we needed to make sure that we showed improvement, quarterback being one of them, obviously. And we're really not going to know where we are there until we get in a football game and kind of put the kid in the, you know, humans are like tea bags, you know, you want to find out what's inside of them, put them in hot water, and that's what we're going to do. And hopefully he'll rise to the occasion, or one of them will, and we can run the offense. And then, you know, I think the offensive line, I told the kids last year at the end of the season, you know, the kids that play offensive line for me, any of them can buy the house next door to me and be my next door neighbor the rest of my life because they're all really nice men. But when we get on the football field, we need to kind of go through that transformation process and turn into Dr. Jekyll a little bit and Mr. Hyde and see if we can't become a little bit nastier in the offensive line. That's something we've been working on.
Coach, return game, we've talked about your kickers. Just to let you get out of here, maybe a touch on special teams.
Well, I think we've got as good a kicker punter in Jeff Carnahan as anybody in our league. He is a preseason All-American in some magazine, so I feel very confident that Jeff's going to be able to do the job for us. He's a threat to throw the ball from the punting position and the kicking position, so and he's done that successfully. I think Kyle Kaiser showed in our game against West New Mexico last year that he can be a threat returning punts, and he will do that. And then I think it'll probably be Mike Neal and maybe Jake Mandelko returning kickoffs for us. And Coach Williams, the gentleman we got out of Colorado State, is revamping our kicking game a little bit in some ways, so hopefully that'll pay some dividends. So I think we'll be a solid special teams football team because we put a lot of emphasis on that.
What class are you off to now?
Thermonuclear dynamics, I think is what it's called, yeah.
Well, make sure you got enough stuff to weave your baskets, okay, buddy?
Exactly.
Hey, best luck against Wayne State. High noon, bring a kid to the game, promotion going on. You look great on TV.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Take care.
That's why you're on the radio.
We'll see you next Tuesday, Coach.
Yep.
That's the head coach of the UNK Lopers, Daryl Morris, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Because of the holiday next week, we'll talk on Tuesday. So it'll be jam-packed. It'll be Paul Merkowitz. It'll be Daryl Morris. It'll be Bo Pelini's press conference all next Tuesday. Tomorrow, we are live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln for Coach Pelini's press conference. And again, we'll catch up with a variety of media and players while we're there. And you'll hear the press conferences live all season long. But usually Mondays with Merk and Morris, Daryl Morris, and Paul Merkowitz. And we'll talk to Coach Paul Merkowitz from Hastings here in just a little bit. But Wayne State coming up. I think, again, I was interested to hear the whole mental process. You have that first game. As they say, you've got a week to prepare for 10 teams, and you've got, you know, 8 months to prepare for one team. And usually that was UNO, which might have been the biggest on the schedule for UNK for a number of years. And now their next week, just as big, but they cannot trip up against Wayne State, and Wayne State's going to be coming to play. Wayne State, this is the year they think, I would think that they think they can turn the corner after going 7-3 last year.
But, Doug, I think the mental approach for this game, I think with Wayne State, okay, they're another football game on our schedule. Where UNO, probably not that same mindset. They're the Giants. We want to slam. We put a lot of emotion. We put a lot of energy into that game. And then whether you play well and it's disappointing and you can go on, or they thump you, which has happened, you know, a time or two in UNK's history, you can get down and kind of deflate it a little bit. I don't think you'll see that. I think you come in with a level-headed approach and play a good football game on Saturday.
Yeah, it's the first game. There will be excitement out there. There will be adrenaline out there. And then you don't need any reason to get fired up for UNO because it's UNO next week, and we'll talk to Coach Morris about that at that time. So that's what's going on with UNK. How about Hastings College? They get ready for Peru State. They have to go on the road. We'll find out how they get ready to take on the Bobcats with head coach Paul Merkowitz after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence.
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
What do you think? Pro wrestlers were hatched? They came from outer space? No. Pro wrestlers started like any other professional with a dream of success, glamour, celebrity, wealth. The best are schooled by the best. And the Independent Wrestling School of Grand Island promises that if you have promise, grit, determination, and basic ability, they can add the training, the nutritional counseling, and the personal development to help you make it as a pro wrestler. Ever thought the road could be so close to home? Well, it can. The IWS. Call 308-382-9417 today to get it on.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish?
The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry, and Johnny Casino's Grand Island's latest entry into great dining is a sure bet with barbecue chicken and ribs Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, fajita Thursdays, and prime rib Fridays and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island, and remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's, including every Husker broadcast and pay-per-view, plus the NFL Sunday ticket.
Checking out this afternoon's forecast, anticipate partly to mostly cloudy skies to remain across much of our listening area, with scattered rain showers and storms still around. Otherwise, most of that activity will diminish as we go on into the early evening hours. Anticipate southeasterly winds at around 10 to 20 miles an hour and a high near 82. Currently 66.
And Danny shows Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Football begins. It's such a sudden end of the Olympics. Sudden end of summer. For some, it suddenly ended about 3 weeks ago. And coming up, we're going to talk with Paul Merkowitz out of Hastings College as they get ready to take on Peru State. We remind you, you can fire your emails anytime at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, stop by and see Scott or Joel today. They will give you a free estimate. They've been specializing in paintless dent repair for years on the bricks, downtown Kearney. You can go to our poll question, and, what would you put up this week? You could put up, what was your favorite moment of the Olympics? Not Nebraska. Let's check your pulse now. How many games will the Huskers win? Go to ESPNSuperstation.com and vote, as you are going to be drinking the red Kool-Aid this week more than probably at any time during the season, unless they're 3-0 and you think they're going to wax Virginia Tech. Last week, our poll question, is Michael Phelps the greatest Olympic athlete of all time? Yes, 56%. No, 44%. I would have been on the no side. Great athlete, not the greatest of all time.
Wonderful story. Yeah,
he's got big feet. He's got big feet. He's like a duck.
He's duck mixed with fish or side or something.
He's fast.
Dolphin.
Piranha-esque.
Yes.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College, joins us. Coach Michael Phelps, best athlete of all time in the Olympics?
I was afraid you guys were going to intro me on this. I don't have any idea. If you guys are saying no, I ask you, if you're saying no, then who is?
I'd say Jesse Owens.
That's a pretty good call.
That's a good place to start. Do you get to watch any of that? Is that something that I know you guys are so swamped, but did you have any chance to put one eye on a television at all?
I didn't see it. Our kids got a chance to watch it because that was about the times, I think, when he ran, when he swam was during right before we would meet. And so our projection units have cable, and so all our kids, you could hear them screaming and the whole deal. It was a great deal, but I didn't get a chance to see any of it.
When it comes to things like that, Olympics, past games, past great moments are used for inspiration, and I guess every team wants to be inspired going into the start of the season. And, of course, with that first game, there's the natural adrenaline rush. What do you as a coaching staff do to get, I guess if inspire is the word, to get your team ready as far as adrenaline or whatever for the season?
We've really been focusing, the entire, since the last football game, since we played Concordia a year ago, our focus has kind of been geared this way, and it's always different. Obviously, last January is a little bit different than it is here in August with an intensity, but I think you're always moving toward the next thing, and obviously our game with Peru State this Saturday is something that's very important to us.
Coach, much like when we talked to Coach Morris, we asked him what concerns he has, and they were offensively and stopping that offense. What concerns you about Peru State?
Well, from what we know, and we got three games from them a year ago, they play a very physical brand of football, and it just was watching some film again with our defensive staff, and that's one of the things that we looked at. I mean, they were a lot of two tight and two backs and really just ran right at you. Now, they had Mike Mertens a year ago, and he's a heck of a back. I don't know if we'd have scheduled him had he still been on the roster, but I know they've got a couple good backs there as well to replace him. But they're going to be physical, and we're going to need to be up to that challenge right away.
Coach Paul Merkowitz of Hastings College joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What about getting Peru on the schedule, a new face for you?
Well, you know, it was just something that kind of came up in the off season and in a conversation I had with their athletic director, and they had an open date, and it still enabled us to play 11 games but still have an open date. You know, we're one of three schools in our league that are playing this week, and that's it. Doan is going down to play Jewel, and Briarcliff is playing Grandview, so only three of the teams in the conference are playing. It just gave us an opportunity to go through a normal two-a-days, where we have 2 weeks before school started and do that. And it also, you know, when I knew that Doan scheduled a game, we play them second on our schedule, and I didn't want to walk into that as that our first game and their second, so it seemed to work out pretty well for us.
Paul Merkowitz, Hastings Broncos football coach, joins us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, injuries right now, how's the team sitting as you head into Peru State?
You know, I met with our trainer this morning, and our doctor came and left, and he didn't take anybody with him, so that was that was good. We're going to go into the beginning part of the season without our senior tailback, Dan Bargan. Dan's going to be, it could be a month before he may be ready to be able to do some things, but otherwise, you know, I feel pretty good that, you know, outside of some bumps and bruises, you know, we should suit everybody that we had planned when we first came into camp.
With Dan out, where are you pointing?
Nick Grummert. I mean, Nick played for us last year. He actually led the conference in rushing about week six before he got hurt. And then Dan came back and after an injury and did a pretty nice job as well. So, you know, Nick's familiar to stepping in and playing that position for us. And, you know, we did rep a little bit Maurice Mansfield back there at IBAC as we did a year ago before he got injured. So, I think it's going to be, I think we'll be okay. But, Nick's going to get a majority of those carries as he did a year ago at this time.
Coach, obviously a lot of focus is on Dayton Edwards at quarterback position. Where have you saw the most improvement out of him as you were going to week one?
His maturity, his overall grasp of our offense. He's in great physical shape. I think coaches know this, and you guys probably do as well. I think, when it's your last year, your senior year, there's a little bit more of a sense of urgency, and I think he has that. He's always had a very good, idea what we were doing offensively, but now I think he's really in sync with the receivers and the offensive line and everything, and I think that's, it bodes well. Hopefully we can keep him healthy and continue to his development as he goes along.
Paul Merkowitz, head coach at Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for Peru State. Season opener this Saturday. Coach, is there a place where you see some advantage for your team going into Saturday?
I we return some players, and I think that's something that we're going to lean towards. And we just don't know a lot about them. And that's kind of normal when you go into a non-conference opener. Obviously you see some film, but not really sure what they've done in terms of, everybody tweaks some things in the off season, and so, we know what we know on them, and I'm not sure if there's any glaring advantage. It's just, we're going to go in and worry about, what we can control and our schemes and try to do the things that we need to do and then just make as many adjustments as we can as the game goes.
Coach, for the fans out there, I think I know the answer, but just for the fans out there that get ready for Hastings College this week, what's the one thing that you had to tweak this off season?
There really wasn't much. Just a couple of different things and a couple of different wrinkles that we have in offensively, and then just, defensively, finally I think we're there where, when we made that adjustment a couple of years, I just really feel good with what our guys are doing defensively. We've been able to add a few things to help create a little bit more confusion, but, there hasn't been that much change up because we've returned so many players.
Coach, I remember talking to you a couple, 3 weeks ago, and your one focus was, hey, we've got to put some points on the board.
Yep.
You're 5 days away. Are you confident that you will be able to put some points on the board?
I do, as long as, our guys up front play well. And my guess is every head coach would tell you that, but it's going to start with those guys. And when we can protect the quarterback, I really think we've got some people that can get up and down the field. It's just, getting them the ball and then obviously them making some plays. But when you've got a couple of receivers, a tight end that's solid, some running backs, and a quarterback that can really do some things and have a lot of experience, we've got to be able to put more than 19, 20 points on the board if we're going to be successful. And you know, as being the signal caller, I guess that's mostly on me, but we're going to try to keep doing some things and moving formations and moving around a lot more and trying to get more people to football and just be harder to defend.
It's Hastings College in Peru State. You can hear it on our sister station, 1230 AM KHAS, as you can Hastings College Sports all season long as Hastings gets ready to take on Peru State this Saturday at 1 o'clock down there in the southeast corner of the state. And we'll see you next Tuesday, Coach. Best of luck on game one of the season.
Thanks, guys.
Paul Merkowitz, head football coach at Hastings College. Road games obviously should always be a little tougher than a home game, so I think they're going to be tested. You look at Jason Danley and his NAIA preview magazine. He had Hastings 34. He's got Peru State 44, so definitely this should be a football game.
Looks to be a really good football team, and Peru State, when you say a physical, you know, you try and back away from the physicality of some aspects of camp because you don't want to get beat up on each other. Well, when you do that, and then you get in that first game, and somebody wants to stick a helmet in the middle of your chest and drive you backwards, it's a lot of times, you know, injuries can sneak up on you. Hopefully they can avoid that, and hopefully they can get things rolling and come out of there with a W.
We're going to talk Husker football. We're going to talk high school football rankings, which are out. We're going to talk about the Olympics. We've got some email to get to at the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But before, I kind of want to wrap up some UNK and Hastings athletics. Hastings College volleyball team, 4-0, went to Dearborn, Michigan, won all four matches, sweeping three of them, and winning the other match 3-1. They head to Northwestern of Iowa's tournament, the Red Raider Classic, this weekend. Wednesday, UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires will join us. They'll be on their way to Hawaii for 4 games this weekend. And the Nebraska volleyball team starts this weekend as well. And Steph Thader was the mystery player that was, I guess, alum that was had her jersey retired on Friday. They made that announcement but didn't say who it was. And so that's who it was, a 3-time All-American for Nebraska. This is the first day of school at UNK, and two popular athletic events will highlight the first week. First, this Wednesday, Daddy, it's Runza Lopers Under the Lights.
Oh.
Cope Stadium. Foster Field. Activities will be moved to Cushing if there's bad weather, but it's held in conjunction with Blue Gold Welcome Week. The event will run from 8 to 10, no admission charge. From 8 to 9, fans will be able to engage in interactive games put on by each Loper team. The sports have been paired up with some of Kearney's finest supporters who will be in attendance handing out prizes to all the participants. Then from 9 to 10, fans will engage in a pep rally, which features a performance by the Pride of the Plains. Derek threw a little UNK marching band there for us earlier today. The cheerleaders, the dance team, head coaches Daryl Morris and Brady Bonzel will address those in attendance to give a sneak peek at this year's season because, well, the volleyball team will be in Hawaii. So there you go. And then this Thursday, Loper Luncheon returns. This will be the annual fall Loper Luncheon. Hastings has theirs, Kearney has theirs, and Kearney's is this Thursday. And the Doug and Daddy Show will be there live. Starts at 11:45. Not only will you hear from UNK, but you'll hear from Kearney High and Kearney Catholic coaches on their upcoming season. So that's coming up Thursday at 11:45. The meal, of course, sponsored by Runza, just $5. Can't beat that for lunch. Mark that on your calendar for Thursday. When we come back, we're going to talk a little Huskers and not too far around the corner, Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald. Back after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Colin Coward, host of The Herd. Driving to the post office again. What a waste of time. What a waste of gas. How about Stamps.com? With Stamps.com, you'll never have to go to the post office again. You can print all your postage using your own computer and your own printer. Sign up now, right now, and within minutes, you're printing postage at your desk. Seriously, it's that easy. I'm telling you, Stamps.com is a no-brainer, especially for you small business people. I want you to sign up for Stamps.com today. Right now, I've got a special offer for my listeners, a no-risk trial. Plus a $100 bonus offer, including a $45 worth of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, go to the radio microphone, top of the homepage, type in Colin. Don't wait. Stamps.com today. And be sure to use my name, Colin.
Back to school. Time for band and orchestra season to begin. Whether you're buying or looking to rent, Yonda's in Kearney will make it worth the drive. Huge selection of quality instruments, new and used. Flexible instrument rental program designed to fit your budget. All money applies to the purchase of the instrument. Pay cash? Yonda's offers great discounts. Trumpets, trombones, drum kits, clarinets, flutes, saxophones, violins, violas, cellos, and much, much more, including books and supplies. Yonda's Music and Pro Audio, downtown Kearney, on the Bricks.
Hi, I'm Justin McBride, PBR World Champion. You're listening to the ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Checking out this afternoon's forecast. Anticipate partly to mostly cloudy skies to remain across much of our listening area, with scattered rain showers and storms still around. Otherwise, most of that activity will diminish as we go on into the early evening hours. Anticipate southeasterly winds at around 10 to 20 miles an hour and a high near 82. Currently 66.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. U.S. Open underway today. But they play that on the hard court, Daddy. Blah! I like Wimbledon where it's nice and they have good grass.
Well, and if you need your yard to look like Wimbledon and that nice, soft, green grass, well, Matt and the gang at Curbit are there for you. Doesn't just have to be your grass. It can be stamped curbing. It can be lighted curbing. It can be sandboxes, flower or garden beds, tree edging or circles. Doesn't matter. Matt and the gang, Curbit.net is where you can go get all the information you need, or you can call them today. 308-237-4805. 308-237-4805. They're going to give you a free estimate. Doesn't matter. Residential or commercial. They're bringing life to landscapes. Matt and the gang, Curbit.net as well. Check them out today. Fall's coming down. It's time to plant grass. It's time to lay your sod down. It's time to plant your trees. And Matt and the gang can do it all, residential or commercial. Bringing life to landscapes. Call them today.
Let's go to the Net Popper inbox. Aaron and Carney fires in. What a gut-wrenching Olympics. From the very beginning, it was up and down all the way. First, the tragic murder of the volleyball coach's in-laws, then a huge up with Michael Phelps, then back down with the Chinese gymnastic controversy, and finally a huge up with the U.S. men's basketball team winning. And we finally get to peanut butter jelly it up with a 7-3 win over
it's
the Tigers.
Peanut butter jelly time, oh, peanut butter jelly
thank
time,
God.
It's just unbelievable. Well, I guess the only thing we see now is they're due to win like 10 of their next 12. Because they just, it's streaky with the Kansas City Royals. It's all breaking a seven-game winning streak or losing streak. Only three of their last 17 have found their way into the win column. Aaron and Carney, thanks for the email. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Just some quick thoughts at this moment on the Olympics, Daddy. I'll tell you what, it seemed to slide by, and maybe I missed that they made a big deal of it, but the U.S. men winning the volleyball would not have been a story had there not been the unfortunate incidents, as mentioned, with the tragic stabbing of the in-laws of the coach and assistant coach. But they were not expected to really do what they did. And they go through and they win the gold medal in the final day of the Olympics, just like maybe they were overshadowed more by the men's basketball team.
Well, I think that's a key. I think there more would have been made had it not been for the basketball and the redeemed team, I guess, are being tabbed as or what have you. How about the guy in Taekwondo kicking the official in the face?
In the face!
Oh, my gosh.
Guess he won't be around much anymore. And one more comment before we talk a little high school football. Anybody, and I mean anybody, that thinks this, what they called the redeemed team, could beat the dream team of 92 has got to quit going on vacation with Ricky Williams. It just was. That's not even comparable. Not even comparable. We bring in not only the football writer, basketball writer, he is the prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. We are pleased to welcome in Mr. Stuart Pospisil. Good morning, Stu.
Morning, guys.
What do you think? Dream team, redeem team?
Tell you what, how can you go against any team that had Michael Jordan on it?
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. Exactly. How's your show?
It is good to see these guys rallying around national cause. You know, I mean, I think they showed, you know, that at least for 2 weeks they could put aside the wealth and all that and play for their nation.
How was your summer, Stuart?
Quick. And the golf game still isn't any better than when I started.
Well, after what I did this weekend on the golf course, I probably officially will not be let back. But is it down to like a 6 week summer, if that?
You know, it seems like it just gets quicker. Now, we did get one extra week this year because the schedules roll back,
which messes things up on the back end, but we'll talk about that.
Well, it's not that bad. I mean, you know, Thanksgiving's late, and, you know, I mean, I'd rather start it like this because you do get essentially a week extra in there. So,
well, you know my feelings about state track on Memorial Day, and that's what happens again this year. But I don't want to get into that, Stu. Before we talk about this high school football, I'm hearing a lot of things that the Shrine Bowl is going to be moved. The date is going to be moved. The structure might be touched. Any insight to that?
You know, I think everything's up in the air, and basically because the two main people in charge are retiring. That would be Sam Nelson, the retired Lincoln High principal. Should never call anybody old. That's the old blabby line from Johnny Carson. Remember that? Never call me old.
The
secretary who really ran everything. So, yeah, when I talked to him in July, they really didn't know what the future was. And who might, you know, which one of the shrine temples might take it over? Could be Omaha.
Fair enough, Stu. Obviously, the focus this weekend was on your high school preview. You come out with Omaha Creighton Prep. Look for them to improve off a 7-4 season. Were they the obvious choice to you at number one, I guess?
Oh, I think it was kind of a three-way race with Millard South. And just, you have to consider Millard North every year, because of the program that Prep Petito has in place. You know, they've been in the state finals 5 of the past 6 years. So, you know, it's hard, you know, not to consider the Mustangs year in and year out, especially with the returning quarterback. Millard South, the reason they probably didn't get number one is we don't know when Ty Kildall is coming back, an All-Nebraska receiver, punt returner, defensive back. And also, they have to show me they can play some defense.
Stu, who's got the toughest road here in non-district of your Class A top 10?
Ooh, I'll tell you what, Prep doesn't have an easy go of it. I mean, they don't have the strongest Lincoln team this year. Northeast is probably going to be around 500. But, you know, they've got a Week 8 game with Bellevue West that actually may work to Prep's advantage because they're in a maybe the worst district of all time in Class A. Millard South is their one game that they really have to prepare for because the other three are Benson Northwest and Omaha South.
It's sad. It's sad. What about you've got Grand Island 7, you've got Kearney 9. A lot of people know the situation with Kearney, and then they play in Week 1. A lot of people think it's time for a changing the guard. What you guys would say out west?
I don't know if it's so much a changing regard other than maybe Grand Island has more proven players this early. I'd still look for Kearney to be a pretty respectable ball team, make the playoffs, and, you know, see what happens. They're just untested. Grand Island's got the proven players, and they finally figure out how to score on Kearney last year in the season finale. And, you know, I just think Grand Island's ahead of the curve right now given those two teams.
Stu, I guess, you know, we can pick any other class and break it down. One thing that maybe surprises some people out there, in Class C1, Hastings St. Cecilia, in our area, you've got Minden chiming in at number 10.
I think it helps Minden that they're not stuck in a district with, I think it was probably last year, Adams Central and St. Cecilia, right?
Yeah, correct.
You know, they're going to benefit by, you know, losing one of those games. I think they still got St. Cecilia, do they not? I don't have my schedules in front of me.
Yes, they do.
You know, the Whippets were 5-4. I think Sam Dunn benefits from his Shrine Bowl experience. I think it helps coaches to work with players on that caliber, and it translates back when they come back to their home programs. You know, and as far as St. Cecilia, there's four clear-cut favorites in Class C1, and they're the perennials, Norfolk Catholic, Pierce, the defending champion, St. Cecilia, and preseason number one, Wahoo Newman.
Stu Pospisil joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, prep sports editor of the Omaha World Herald. And, yes, by the way, St. Cecilia Minden, opening night in Minden, coming up next Friday on the 5th. We take a look at some of the other ones. I guess overall there's not a lot of change up top. There aren't any surprises to you, but who's the new squad in any of those spots that is cracked into the top five that might be ready to make that next step?
Boy, I don't know if any of, you know, it looks to me like it's the same old type situation. There is, Kirk Peterson from Millard West says, the usual suspects. You know, coaches aren't giving us a whole lot of indication they expect anything different. I think Creighton's going to rebound in Class C2. They were 6-5, but, you know, they made the quarterfinals last year, and I've got them third in C2. Sutherland out west, I think at C2 is going to be much improved. Just taking a look at my Clearwater Orchard, a new team in 8-man-1. I've got pencil 10th because they've got 16 starters coming back from their combined efforts, and they've got one of the better coaches in 8-man and Rod Brummels.
Stu,
so those would be some of those.
Stu, it doesn't matter what class you want to pick these from. Give us 3 or 4 playmakers off the top of your head. If people get an opportunity to go see these kids, they're exciting to watch.
Tyrone Sellers from McCook, especially on the defensive side. Tyke Hildow, when he gets back healthy, for Millard South. I think there's going to be a whole lot of good to great running backs in the Metro Conference this year. People like Willie Metoyer at Westside and Richard Wynn's son, now playing for Omaha Creighton Prep. And Andre Costinson, if he's healthy, we shot our Super 6. And, you know, I mean, this is a senior in a man's body.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Where are you going this week?
You know, we're going into the office this afternoon to discuss. Could be very well at Foster Field on Friday night.
That'd be okay. And I want you to pimp a little bit. You got a little more work to do now that the web has engulfed us all. Daily updates, I believe, on the web at omaha.com.
Yes, go to omaha.com. Stu's Views for the early part of this week. This is where you get your expanded team previews, including returning starters and some of my postseason picks. And we'll be updating that probably daily, maybe sometimes more than daily during the course of the football season and beyond. You know, it's the way that media's heading, guys. You know, I mean, we all grew up in the old school, and we're being taught the new school.
Darn kids. Hey, Stuart, anything off the field that's new, rule-wise, something people should be looking for that's different this year than it was last year? Anything that the general fan should be looking at?
Well, they're trying to keep us outside the 25s. The National Federation doesn't understand that, Overton, Nebraska doesn't have a press box that's larger than for the timekeeper. So their point of emphasis is trying to keep it. And they claim it's because of injury. I say that's baloney. I think that it's just the prevailing attitude towards media. But tell you what, we have to be down there if we want to keep accurate stats, because we know the schools have trouble doing that.
Stu, if you come to Overton, we will make sure you can go anywhere you want.
Hey, I know I can go anywhere I want, Overton. I love the field by the railroad track. Good hospitality out there. So I love those afternoon playoff games.
Stu, an early preview of Friday night. Who wins that game? Is it changing of the guard as Doug sees it?
I think GI's got the edge right now. Should they meet in November, might be a different story. But I like the Islanders on Friday night.
And, Stu, one of our favorite things to talk about, and because we didn't touch at this at the top, Omaha Creighton Prep in A, McCook in B, Wahoo Newman in C1, Wakefield, the defending champion, C2, two-time, D1, Howells, back into 8-man, and D2, Elgin, which that district that they are in is the craziest district in any class in the state. You got 6. Put your money on 1. Who you got the best feeling that's going to be raising the trophy come November in Lincoln?
McCook.
McCook, a solid Class B number one preseason pick by Stu Pospisil. Stu, as always, we'll let you get back to the rest of your meetings and duties, and hopefully we'll see you Friday. If not, we'll see you soon, buddy.
Well, that Minden game looks attractive, too. So give me your schedules, guys.
We'll get them out to you. Thanks, bud.
Okay, thanks.
Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World-Herald, prep sports editor, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Really high on McCook and the Bison.
Yeah, you look down there, and McCook, one of those situations with McCook, where they're so far out west, you wonder about their schedule. You wonder how they'll be tested, because you run down the rest of that top ten, and let's be honest, there's not a west team. Ogallala chimes in at number eight, excuse me. Other than that, Waverly is the furthest east team.
Class B schools that McCook plays, that might be it, Daddy. They start with Sydney and Alliance. Aurora is not rated this time around. Also, you see Scott's Bluff. They're not rated by Stewart. Then Hastings, Gehring, Lexington, Holdridge, Ogallala.
There you go. And So you run through that, and you know, maybe Ogallala and Bob Jensen saying that was the last time that McCook was beat in the regular season was at Ogallala, so that's an interesting tidbit, but just don't look to be really tested.
And by the way, I think Stewart was just picking Overton out of the hat. Obviously, they have a beautiful new press box that's been there a few years now, but
right,
he's just using that as a small town, you know. And that's true. There's still some places where, heck, there's not room for us, let alone anybody else that shows up. But we're looking forward to some great football coming up this week. Kearney, Grand Island on our sister station, Power 99 FM. Thursday, Hastings, Columbus on KHAS. Then Adams Central, Seward on Friday is on KHAS. And on the Breeze 94.5 Friday night, that will be Deschler and Red Cloud. So those are games in week one. And don't forget the Power 99 Friday night scoreboard, also a scoreboard show on 1230 KHAS, follows our coverage of high school football on Fridays. And we're looking forward to another great season.
Well, you know, also, Riley Jane's preview from the Lincoln Journal-Star out this weekend. They are unanimous on number ones, except for Class A, where Riley Jane has Millard South, which I think Stu could have went with. He just chose Creighton Prep. But five out of the six classes were right on with what each other had as the number one teams in the state.
A lot of differences overall in their top ten. She has Grand Island 6 and Kearney 10. You know, and then you can compare to Bob Jensen. I think there's a lot more difference from what Bob has done. And again, he's making his picks before it goes to publish back in May to get that into the publisher for the preseason magazine. And Bob will join us again on Wednesday, as he does throughout the high school football season.
Yeah, one of those teams in Class B, she does not have Ogallala in Class B. She does have Scott Bluff chiming in at number 10. So maybe McCook will have some. I just think they're so much better than it's become basically a running program down there.
And always interesting as well with the teams that are changing classes. A little surprised that Amherst is in there. And then you've got Amherst fifth in the Omaha, and then you got Elwood fifth in the Lincoln Journal-Star. And both teams have a lot of spots that they need to address, but are also teams that usually always in the playoffs. Elwood now, with that run with Malberg and all those kids, still have some good kids coming back. Burwell is a team that Bob Jensen put in at number 5 in D1, and none of the other ones have the same. I mean, that's all different. You've got Axtell and Overton there, Howell's back at the top at number 1, and just some interesting changes to see how these kids adapt to a different style of game.
Well, see, I like throwing Amherst into the mix just because of the number of kids they have out. They've been 11-man. They've showed they can compete at the 11-man level. Now they drop down. We'll see. Maybe there's a clear drop-up. That's yet to be seen.
And one of the great early season games, which will be next Friday, September 5th, on the Breeze 94.5, opening matchup, C2, according to the Omaha World-Herald, 4th-ranked Blue Hill, 9th-ranked Cambridge. That was a state semifinal matchup last year. Lincoln has Blue Hill ranked number 3 and Cambridge number 8. So about on the same page, and that's the first week for them coming up September 5th. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Let's open the mouth, let the words out.
Unfortunately, this happens altogether too often.
cool down this summer with a frozen treat from Sonic in Grand Island and Kearney. In the month of August, every night from 8 till close, Sonic is offering 99-cent root beer floats. Indulge your taste buds with a creamy, cold root beer float from Sonic in Grand Island and Kearney. Summer only gets better with ice cream, so don't wait. Head to Sonic now and order your 99-cent root beer float in August, every night from 8 to close. Sonic and summer, what a great combination.
Stay at Mike Rotellians and Suites is more than comfortable, and why wouldn't it be? With a plush, cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when you're worlds away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. While your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicroTelIn.com.
Why do so many restaurants advertise in the Valpak blue envelope? Because the people who value Valpak are very hungry for savings. From discounts on dining out, to coupons for car care, to half off on home improvement projects. There's something in it for you. Valpak and Valpak.com. If you're interested, call 1-800-4-VALPAK. That's 1-800-482-5725. Or visit Valpak.com. Isn't it time your business got growing with Valpak?
Doug and Danny show. Who's Oklahoma start with?
Coastal Carolina or somebody.
Some putz team.
No, that's Miami, who suspended their starting quarterback along with seven others. Players.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. We told you that the Royals won. We told you that Jabba Chamberlain is trying to get back in the rotation. Threw 35 pitches off the mound yesterday. Hope to have him back before the end of the season. And you know what? The United States starting to get back in the swing of things. The team from Hawaii winning the Little League World Series 12-3. Although the team from Louisiana has to be puking up gumbo today after letting that get away from them in the United States Championship game, up 5-1 going into the final.
Poor first baseman that could not find the ball directly below. I mean, it's one of those things that happens.
Bad. I mean, fun, but, you know, again, they're just kids. American Legion World Series, the run came to the end for Nebraska State champion Millard West Saturday. Jonesboro, Arkansas knocked them out by a score of 13-8. Also, a couple of other things that happened since we last talked. The Nebraska and UNK women's basketball game is going to be played at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. That's an exhibition game Wednesday night, November 5th at 7:05. You can contact Ticketmaster, the Fauner Park box office. Find out more from the Heartland Events Center. And the Nebraska women, boy, they have put together a schedule which is highlighted by a game at National Power LSU, New Year's Day. So sweet there. Of course, the men's coming out and all that other stuff as well.
Doug, later in the week, we're set to be joined by Bill Cubitt, the head coach of Western Michigan, head coach of the Broncos. Did not know this until this morning. London Fryer is a cornerback for Western Michigan. Yes, Fryer, Irving Fryer's son. 17-year NFL career. I believe they said 17-year NFL career. And London Fryer plays cornerback. He actually switched from receiver to cornerback. So interesting there. And also, Broncos wide receiver coach, Mike Grant, who arguably played quarterback for Nebraska, and some might argue that, but he would play between 1989 and 1992.
Later in the week, as Daddy said, Western Michigan head coach, we talk volleyball with Rachel Schwartz, starter for Nebraska, Rick Squires, head coach at UNK. Also, we're going to talk a little rodeo later on, and of course, we've got college preview coming up on Friday with our picks. Tomorrow, live from Memorial Stadium, Bo Pelini addresses the press at 11:30. You'll hear it live. We'll be there starting at 11. We want to thank Daryl Morris from UNK, Paul Merkowitz from Hastings College, and also Stu Pospisil from the Omaha World Herald for joining us today.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.